WHYN-TV, Channel 40 in Springfield. Now a look at the top news stories at 1 a.m. President Nixon challenged all Americans tonight to make temporary sacrifices. He said in the long run, the sacrifices will allow the U.S. to compete with other nations on an even basis, as he expressed it, without trying to tie one hand behind our backs. Mr. Nixon's remarks were delivered at a Knights of Columbus meeting in New York City and were his first public remarks since announcing his major economic program to freeze wages and prices, to cut taxes by more than $6 billion, and to devalue the American dollar in international trade. The president said he realized how difficult it would be for workers to give up pay increases and for businessmen to hold the line on prices. However, he said the goal of halting the rising cost of living for all Americans is a great goal worth sacrificing for. Springfield Mayor Frank Friedman said tonight he was livid with rage at attempts by City Council President Paul Sears to trim this year's City Council picnic budget. Friedman said the Times called for austerity, but he sees nothing wrong with the $2,500 tab for the City Council get-together held annually at a location in Chicopee. Sears says that with the economy the way it is, he thinks adults only should go to the affair. Springfield firemen fought a vicious smoky blaze at the railroad salvage store warehouse at 69 Bond Street in Springfield tonight. Old paints and roofing supplies were contained in the warehouse. At first, flames kept the firefighters from entering the lower parts of the building, and District Fire Chief Norman Pornopopoulos said after the fire, that was a hot one. The shriveled nude body of an 85-year-old Granby woman was found tonight near the Connecticut River in South Hadley. State Police Captain William Morse of the Sheffield Barracks said the woman had been assaulted, abused, and cut with a fishing knife. State police say that by the nature of the grisly find, they estimate the woman had been left by the waterway for about a year. The University of Massachusetts will be reopening shortly as another academic year gets underway. Today, Chancellor Oswald Tippo said the university would be rethinking two areas of its policy, one likely to please students, the other possibly leading to some rage. Tippo indicated the university might end all war-related research. He also said an inordinately high number of pregnancies during the past year might cause the school to reconsider its liberal opposite-sex visiting privileges. Tippo told Newsbeat the high number of on-campus pregnancies can be viewed with the greatest alarm. Perhaps visiting hours will be reduced, or special room monitors could be appointed, as has been done at some schools where dropouts because of pregnancies were regarded as high.